Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you.
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, 1340 AM. As always, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas, and with me, the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
What's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. A lot is going on in the world of professional wrestling. I guess we want to get started on SmackDown Live because that was the biggest thing that's going on this week in the world of WWE. Yep. Kofi Kingston running the gauntlet, as you were, for the W for opportunity to face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. As we saw, Kofi ran through Sheamus. He beat Cesaro. He went on and beat Samoa Joe. Rowan beat Samoa Joe. Then he went on and beat Randy Orton. And then we get to the end, everybody celebrating, thinking, well, you know what, we finally get what we want. We finally get Kofi Kingston to be able to face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. But then come the chairman, and he throws a swerve in the program, and he says that Kofi Kingston has to fight one other person, and that Kofi Kingston actually has to beat the champ again in order to face the champ at WrestleMania. And then he loses to Daniel Bryan, and right now Daniel Bryan's WrestleMania and Kofi Kingston's WrestleMania is up in the air. Before we get to that, your thoughts on this whole program with Kofi Kingston and how we at this point right now?
Oh, I love it. It's first time in a while. Like, they're giving you something to really fully be invested in. I'm pretty sure it's probably a 95% minimum of, you know, the cheering for Kofi. Like, I can't even think. It's probably such a small sample of anybody booing him, and it's probably just people just doing it out of, you know, just to be dumb or something. Like, Kofi has everybody behind him, pretty much. And this is one of the few times in a while that they've done that you have, like, the full babyface support against the heel. Like, it's pretty lopsided as far as, you know, cheering the face, booing the heel. So I think they did a good job at this. Whoever's writing it did a good job, because people are really fully invested. And it's not weird, but it's like they put so much of the attention initially to build up the triple threat for the Raw Women's Championship. And it's like a lot of that momentum as far as what you want to see at WrestleMania or so, a lot of that is shifting to the WWE Championship.
It has, and I think because of the participants in the match, I think because of the storyline. The storyline has you invested in so many different ways. The great heel turn by Daniel Bryan, because he's being such a great heel. And then the Kofi Kingston, because WWE, they lucked into this by Mustafa Ali getting hurt, because I don't think you have the same reaction if this was Mustafa Ali. You don't get the same buy-in, because it's Kofi Kingston, and it was organic. And I think that's what the fans, we talk about all the time, and wrestling as wrestling fans, by letting things be organic. They let this be organic and let it build up, and then with some creative writing, they have us tied into it, and more fans are more invested into this right now because you want to see Kofi Kingston become WWE champion.
You really do.
Right. And you get into the whole race thing in a minute, because how they're doing it is so smart. They're playing on it without actually saying it, you know, which is genius, because they're the internet marks and all the wrestling fans and all the people who talk about it, they're playing on those emotions and pulling those strings and getting you invested into it. And either you hate it or you love it, or you want to go to WrestleMania and see it happen. And, you know, we're two weeks away, a little over 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. And, you know, we're invested in this match much more, dare I say, any match on Monday Night Raw.
Definitely at this point, yeah. This match right here is probably has the most fan investment out of all the matches so far.
does it. Everybody got everybody's buying into it. It's good how the swerves are keep coming. How you think you as a wrestling fan, I think this is our favorite time of year because we try to figure out what we know and what we don't know and what we try to figure out what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. But WWE has been one step ahead of all of us for these last couple of weeks. And this was no spoilers. And this is what I like. This is what wrestling is fun because they're telling us stories and no one is spoiling it for anybody.
Right. Nobody, nobody really has a leg up on where anything is going, you know? There's no, there's somebody getting ready to leave, so the other person was going to win or no.
And also, a lot of these WrestleMania matches are not predictable. I think that's the key, too. They're not predictable. You can see them going either way. You can see, let's be with this one here, you can see Kofi Kingston getting to the big dance and not winning.
Yep.
It's definitely a possibility that he gets here and he lets you down and maybe he wins the Money in the Bank briefcase and go on to be the champion later, but I can see him not winning at WrestleMania, even though that's not what people want to happen. I can see Ronda Rousey coming out of WrestleMania still as the WWE champion.
Yep, that's the one I see too. That's women's the champion. One I see too.
You know, I can see, another one I can see Brock Lesnar still being a WWE Universal champ.
You know what? This WrestleMania may not go the way people are thinking. I mean, that's obvious the way we're talking about it, but it can go either way. Like you just said.
Yeah, and I
Lesnar
think
could absolutely beat Seth Rollins and it not even bat an eyelash.
Right, and I think that's the fun part about WrestleMania, is this WrestleMania right here and this WrestleMania season and how the writing is going. Like I said, we don't know who's writing, but the new writing staff that they have, you see a lot of creativity that's getting involved here in this stuff. And especially SmackDown, man. SmackDown is really getting in. You got Samoa Joe now and Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio. That's a good match.
Yes, it is.
That's a good, for the U.S. title, that's a good match at WrestleMania. And you can see a lot of different things playing out in that match. Look, we ain't even talk about AJ Styles and Randy Orton, which I think could steal the show.
Absolutely could.
Still a show. So it's a lot, man. We'll get to our whole WrestleMania thing maybe next week. But the show is good. Kofi Kingston, New Day, even what they're doing after the show, after the match itself with the locker room with Xavier Woods and Big E talking about leaving. We hate this place. That everything is done strategically, and I think they're moving in the right direction here. Once again, Kofi Kingston, I think he does get the match. Be interested to see how he gets it next week leading into WrestleMania.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. They're doing enough where they're making you tune in to the show every week too. You're like, okay, is this the week they finally say, okay, it's on? So, we're gonna see.
And not even that. Let's go to this one. Who faces Asuka? We don't even have a challenge yet.
I think honestly, with the way it's been going, probably gonna turn into a triple threat with Sonya and Mandy and Asuka.
Yeah, I think that's the route they want to go as well. I know you're happy about this. Happy that your girls, the Iconics, actually get a match at WrestleMania against Bayley and Sasha Banks. And I know you want to talk about that.
Yeah, and they probably I think they're gonna throw the Divas of Doom. Well, they won't be called Divas of Doom, but they're throwing Beth Phoenix and Natalya in there too. Yeah, they're gonna have to. But with these challenges, though, Bayley and Sasha are definitely going to win. But it's good to see them throwing different competition in there because, it kind of almost looked like Nia and Tamina are definitely getting their rematch. And, so these difference of styles, like the Iconics are good television. And that's why. That's part of, they're good in the ring too. They are. They're good. They're very good talent. But as far as their on screen presence, that alone is getting them on the WrestleMania, if anything. Like, they're such a watchable duo that they're entertaining. That's the word, obviously.
They are very entertaining. They're very talented by their storylines, their delivery. Even in the ring, they're very talented. It is very good to see them guys, those young ladies. If we go back to the Elimination Chamber, they put on one heck of a show in the Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's really, I'm glad to see them being rewarded at this year's WrestleMania. And like I said, it may be a fatal four-way because I don't see, you get Beth Phoenix in there, you get Tamina and Nia Jax in there, you get the Iconics, and you get Sasha and Bayley, and mm-hmm. you get a lot of women on the card, and no yep. one has any complaints from that with that match there. With that match being there, this is what I want to get with you on, and mm-hmm. it's been a lot of discussion on the internet, and a lot of people think it's a swerve. Some people say it can't be real. Kurt Angle retirement match against Baron Corbin.
I'll put it this way. This could be something that they end up riding out all the way to WrestleMania, like on the actual card, that he something where he squashes Corbin in like 30 seconds or something, and then he gets a real challenger. Or something, you know. I could see that happening. Also, honestly, I could just see it just to throw Angle a real bone. It could just end up being Baron Corbin and Angle gets the win. Because I was thinking, for real, more than likely whoever Angle faced was going to beat him. So with Corbin, it's kind of like, okay, are we really going to use Angle to put Corbin over when Corbin doesn't need it? From Angle, you know, so it's like, okay, they're probably throwing Angle a bone and letting him go out on top. So it could end up being that too.
It could be, you know, I thought, you know, there was a lot of names out there when we talked about those who could face Kurt Angle for his retirement match. You had the names like John Cena, you had Samoa Joe out there. You even had Matt Riddle who came out there and said he wanted to throw his name in the hat. And I like Matt Riddle. But I think that would have been a good push momentum for Matt Riddle to be in Kurt Angle to go out. I thought that would be good. And you can see why the John Cena would be good. And we know Samoa Joe now is taking on Rey Mysterio. The Baron Corbin situation to me came out of left field. And I think then it could be all a swerve. Like I say, we could all be getting played.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Could all be played until that weekend. We've seen wrestlers that's supposed to be on the WrestleMania card switch out of access and somebody else replace them. You know,
right.
And that was a WWE story for the weekend or WWE story for the WrestleMania weekend. So I hope it's not Baron Corbin. I hope it is somebody else. Just because Kurt Angle's last match in my mind should be memorable. It's not, you wouldn't put Undertaker in the ring for his last match with Scotty Tuhati.
Oh, man.
You know, just to throw names out there, you wouldn't do that. You know, Shawn Michaels, his last match, didn't wrestle, you know, the Brooklyn Brawler. It just, I mean, a guy like Kurt Angle, in my opinion, should be able to wrestle somebody. I'm not saying Corbin's not talented, but a upper echelon type person.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
You know, on that card. So that's one of the things there. With Baron Corbin, we know that Roman Reigns now will take on Drew McIntyre in a street fight at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
That match right there, I think it benefits Roman where he's at with his health, with his getting back in the ring. You really ain't got to do wrestling moves. You can just go ahead and just wrestle.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, just go ahead and just fight. So I think that would be a decent match there with those two guys. NXT, I think this week announced on NXT, Johnny Gargano is taking on Adam Cole for the vacant NXT championship. Your thoughts on NXT?
I think that's 2 out of 3 falls, too.
Yeah, two out of three, I believe it's 2 out of 3 falls. This match right here, and then some people may say, you being a home. This could actually be the match of the weekend.
Oh, Gargano and Cole.
It could be one of those matches that you like, man, that you're talking about on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Match you're still talking about on Sunday. You know, it's one of those. This match right here in NXT is one that you could definitely talk about for a long time with Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano. Right. I think it would be great it's great for NXT. Sad to see that Tommaso Ciampa wouldn't be able to defend his title due to the injury. But WWE always has a backup plan. There's always a plan B. And their plan B is not bad here. NXT is still going to be the show of the weekend.
Oh, yeah, no, please. Not, and this is not a knock to Tommaso or anything like that, but he was a another spoke on the wheel. Like, I mean that in the sense of they have enough talent down there that unfortunately that big gun went down. You know, they reloading. You know what I mean? Like, and they're not even gonna miss a beat. Like, it's gonna be you get Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano. Like, you're good. You know what I mean?
And I'm glad you said that, because you know, with a lot of people was talking and on the internet and all over, but when Ricochet came up, when Aleister Black came up, when Gargano was coming up and Ciampa was coming up, oh, NXT, man, they're watering down. They don't have enough people left on their roster, man. Who they have? They always have stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always somebody down there that you can invest in. There's always somebody down there. Matt Riddle's a star. We know Velveteen Dream is a star. And I think people forget Cassius Ohno could be the top person in NXT if he wanted to.
You know what? Cassius Ohno is there. I'm trying to think of he's pretty much Cassius Ohno is the gatekeeper down there. He's pretty much what kind of, how do I want to put it? Almost like Cesaro or Sheamus or somebody is on the main roster. Like, they're the gatekeepers of, you know, of that brand where you got to go through them, or, you know, like an Almas or something like that, or, you know, just guys that are reliable that at any moment, if you need somebody you can push them, scale it back, they're good. And that's what Cassius Ohno is. At any moment, you can push Ohno, and he's a legit contender. Or, you know, you can have him be your feel-out guy, you know?
Yeah, definitely that. I want to switch to this one real quick. Your thoughts on the Ronda Rousey situation, Ronda Rousey, Monday Night, Dana Brooke, and with Travis Brown getting involved in this.
I love it.
Give me your thoughts here. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I love it because it's further separating Ronda from being cheered, and it further kind of enhances that entitled type of attitude that she's exhibiting now. Like, you have Becky who's coming in as the hero, you got Charlotte who's coming in as just the rich snobby girl that, you know, can get whatever she wants whenever she wants. And you have Ronda, who used to like her, now they don't, and now she's acting entitled. She's just acting like a jerk, basically. She's the jerk, pretty much.
Yeah, I like how she's separating herself, because once you get, you have three parties in this match, and you just broke them all down, the babyface, the aristocrat, the heel, and then the person who is not really a wrestler, but really a fighter. She's going back to what people wanted her to be last year, but you had to build her up as a baby face in order to make her heel.
And yeah, I think you had to get somebody to like her. You weren't going to have her come in and get booed right off the top.
Yeah.
She couldn't handle it in the sense of she wasn't a wrestler yet.
Right.
She wouldn't be able to channel that heat, that energy into something positive.
Right.
It may have struck her the wrong way.
And she hadn't had the love or the respect from the wrestling universe, because they thought she was just in anyway. Oh, she's just here because she can't do UFC anymore. Oh, she's here because she just got knocked out twice by Amanda Nunes and Holly Holmes. She's just here to take money from the girls in the back who's been here working to establish. And she established herself a lot within the last year of this company. She has done a lot in 1 year for WWE. As far as money wise, as far as talent wise, what she's put in the ring, the work that she's put in, the ability that she's put in, and how she has helped Monday Night Raw, even because people would tune in for her weekly challenges that she had, how she's come full circle from last year at WrestleMania to this year WrestleMania. Last year WrestleMania, we didn't know what to expect out of Ronda Rousey, and she wooed the crowd. This year WrestleMania, people want her to lose tremendously.
Yeah, she's in the main event, essentially, you know?
Yeah, she's in the main event, and I think she's good. Well, and it also shows the growth of her husband. And people may not want to talk about this. Travis Brown, in my opinion, if you look at going to see, he really wasn't big into this wrestling thing. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really, and when I said big, I don't mean in a bad way. He didn't understand the culture.
Sure.
You know, we saw him several times during WrestleMania weekend, how when people were trying to get to him, get to Ronda, sometimes he would be pushing her away or telling her to come on, whatever the case may be. Now is able to embrace it, to be involved into her storyline, means that he's embraced the wrestling culture. He embraced the wrestling fans. And we all know last year at WrestleMania weekend, him and Alicia Fox gotten into a little argument and altercation. Well, a little bit of argument. It was much more her than him, but he kept his cool. He has also come full circle within the last year for the WWE Universe.
Yeah, you see that money coming in and everything. It's like, let me just go ahead and not, you know, I'm sure they're well off, but it's like money is money. And if you get more of it, you're just going to need to be getting more of it. I think they're okay.
And I got to get punched in the face for real.
Yeah.
I got to get punched in the face for real, and I can go ahead and get this money out here. And as people say, get this bread. But with those two guys being great, other thing was with the WWE setting off that we got the weekend of WWE coming up next week, WrestleMania weekend, getting ready to kick off next week. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about releases and we talked about people leaving the company and Dean Ambrose who may be leaving, who may not be leaving.
Right.
What are you expecting to get out of this WrestleMania when it happens? You know, major storylines coming from WrestleMania?
To be honest, some stuff may carry over, but the main, like, top of the card stuff, this is pretty much probably the blow off for most of, if not all of those matches.
I think too. I think a lot of the shift of WrestleMania changes. We know that Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania is usually the reset button for the new year. It's the start of a new calendar year. So we'll see people get called up. We'll see people who move on. I'm looking, hopefully we'll get Lacey Evans to wrestle somehow on this pay-per-view.
Right.
Her being, as of some rumor, been removed from the Oscar match. And put in Mandy Rose, but we'd love to see Lacey Evans. If there is a women's battle royal, I think she's the winner of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably where that's going. She'll just win the women's battle royal, so.
Do you give Brock the winner of the men's battle royal?
You mean Braun?
I mean Braun, excuse me.
Yeah.
I want to touch on something that we touched on a little bit earlier while we was talking in our group chat. The Universal title compared to the world title, the WWE title, being WWE champion, how WWE perceives the gold belt, how WWE perceives the Universal title, how they perceive the world, the WWE championship. Which title, in your opinion, is the main title currently on the WWE roster?
Right now, it's the Universal Championship. Held by the biggest star. That's the one, despite the upcoming with Kofi and Daniel Bryan, this one is booked with the most importance because of who the champion is. So, to me right now, even though, you know, in my heart it's like, the SmackDown title is better because it's got the better talent and everything behind it and competing for it this year. But to be honest, the top belt right now, the top belt has been and always will be, as far as this whole brand split or whatnot, whatever the world title is on Raw, that's going to be the bigger belt. It just is.
And is that because Raw is the, you know, the flagship program, the flagship show? Because if you look at
the probably so.
But if you look at the prestige of the WWE title, it has a long lineage. If you look at the prestige of the Universal title, it's not as long. I mean, you only have held.
Yeah, and see, that's what I was trying to point out in the group chat earlier, is just because, I mean, on paper, the lineage isn't really there. There's only been five champions. But at the same time, it's like, okay, there's something to be done here. Like, we need to capitalize on it.
Right. And you do, and I think Brock having it solidified you know, solidify the Universal Championship. I mean, think about it. Those guys who had it at the beginning, Finn Balor had it, really didn't do too much with it. Seth Rollins had it. It was okay. You know, Kevin Owens had it. It was fun for him to get it. Even when Roman had it, it was like, okay, Roman got it. He lost it. Now he got it back. But Brock has been the one that has been the staple to the Universal Championship and has established it. And I agree with you. I agree. Whatever's on Monday Night Raw is the top title. Now, the storylines on SmackDown have been great with the championship and talking about the belt, but it's Raw. Raw is Raw.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that – and if you look at the big money matches for the last couple of years, it has been Brock Lesnar. He brings the money in.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That is who brings the money in. It is him.
He brings the money. He brings ESPN. He brings publicity. That's like saying, you know, the Raw Women's Championship is the biggest – is the top to women's title.
Yeah, no, it is. No, you're right.
Because you have your tops.
Yeah, the top women's and the top men's belts right now are on Monday Night Raw. They just are.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you have, and I agree with that. Whatever you have your top stars fighting for is the top title.
Yep, surely because is.
Even when you had the gold belt, your top tier wrestlers wasn't really fighting for that belt towards the end of it. Towards the end of the run. When it first came over from WCW, yeah, you had your Booker T's, your Triple H's, your The Rock just to get it. You know what I'm saying? But then WWE shifted from that, and you had the WWE title, which became more prevalent and more necessary than the gold belt. Then the gold belt went on your Booker T's and went on your other guys out there. And now it was a WWE title that was the main focus. Even when you got the ECW title, nobody really counts that as the main champion. You know, even in the conversation we have when we talk about African Americans, people don't even count the fact that Booker T had the big belt or the gold belt as being a WWE champion.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. I can't even argue that.
Yeah, because technically he's in the company of the WWE. He's a WWE title, so he was a WWE champion, if you really want to get technical, even though the belt came from WCW. Same thing with Mark Henry with the ECW title.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because it was a reincarnation of ECW, but it was in the WWE. And I understand what people – I'm playing some magic. I understand people saying, oh, well, it was still like the W – man, this – I just can't wait till Kofi Kingston actually wins the title so this conversation can die.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
Definitely can die. You know, but it's been a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling this week. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's what we got this week. Oh, Hall of Fame, real quick. Hall of Fame inductee, the Warrior Award. You know, I think I like the fact that WWE is putting in one of their employees.
Yeah, because that's what it originally was intended for anyway, right? Or that's pretty much what Warrior was trying to get done.
Right.
Was to get an award at the Hall of Fame to recognize the talent inside the walls, which meaning, you know, the talent and crew and staff members and writers, all that don't usually get the recognition. So, yeah.
That's behind the scenes. Still wish it was Jim Johnson, but his time is definitely coming that he'll be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Hey, we're less about a week and a half away, man. Y'all, you ready?
Yeah, I am ready, actually.
You ready? WWE makes their trip down to the DMV area on Monday and Tuesday, Baltimore and D.C. And then next stop will be New York City for WrestleMania 35. Man, coming from MetLife, it is an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. I know well the WWE. Got a couple more weeks. Ready for it. Excited for it. Wizard, as always, take us home. Before you do that, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you get your social media at. Make sure you check out WMEB Podcast or Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Hit that subscribe button and the bell notification so you never miss any of our shows, whether it's a Raw Reaction Show, whether it's a SmackDown Review, or whether it's our weekly podcast. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if it's not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.